Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we give thanks unto the Lord for all of his goodness and all the great things that God is doing in our lives. And just for being God, he's awesome, he's sovereign, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, and he's just God. And we're just thankful for that. And so we're just grateful to be on the broadcast today. This is the Prospering Souls broadcast, and we are coming live via Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. So God bless each and every one of you, that those that log in, those that call in, those that join us here on Facebook Live, and those that will listen to the broadcast later and also look at this video later. We thank God for each and every one of you. We plead the blood of Jesus over your lives and ask God to help you in everything that you need help with and to be a blessing to you, because we thank God and we know that God is able. And I'm telling you, we had such, you know, I always talk about my service every Sunday. I got to talk about it. So anyway, we had such an awesome service this morning. He said it's faith is on trial. And I'm telling you, that blessed me so, because it confirmed so many things for me that I had just been even saying about things going on in my life, and I was tired to call somebody when I got home. I said, now, what did I say the other day? You said, seem like they going up and you going down, but honey, the Lord clarified that for me this morning, and I thank God for that, and I thank God for just knowing that all the things you're going through, he's after your faith. He don't want your car. He don't want your house. He don't want your marriage. He's after your faith. The enemy is after your faith, because if he can get you to disbelieve God, that is what he is trying to do. He wants you to say that God can't do it, but God can do all things. We got to remember it. God is sovereign. And so we got to remember that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And so no matter what the enemy keeps trying to bring forth and keeps trying to tear down and keeps trying to put in your way and keeps trying to attack you with, remember, he is after your faith. And so if you keep your faith up, this is what he said, this is when I was so blessed, because this confirmed some things for me. And said, if you keep your faith up, that's what you do got to do. You just got to keep your faith up. Keep trusting in God. Keep believing in God. And keep believing. God bless you, Elder King, and God bless you, Elder Leitner. Elder Leitner's my team leader. I'm so thankful for him being on the line. And so we just so thankful, and all those others that are on the line, we're so thankful. Man, but we got to know that God is able to do all things. Keep your trust in him. Keep your faith in him. And when the enemy attacks, just start worshiping God. Worship him right on out of your mind. Worship him right on out of the room. Worship him right on out of the situation. We got to turn this thing around. We were staying up all night doing all kinds of stuff. Mm-mm. It is God that's going to do it. All you got to do is keep your faith in him. Stop worrying about what that joker trying to tell you, that God can't do it. Yes, he can. Can God? They said, yes, he can. Yes, he can. God can do all things that strengthen us. And so we have been talking about this. We're still on our series. We got a long way to go on this series, but not on this particular point of the series, because our series is building a better relationship with God. And so we've been talking about prayer for some time, but then when I started talking about praying in the Spirit, I took a pause and went to talk about the Holy Spirit, because I feel like that we have to understand what the Holy Spirit's role is in our lives and in the kingdom, because the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. But it was in 1 John 2:5, where it talks about there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. So there's one God and three manifestations: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And so that's what we've been talking about, that third person in the Godhead. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit and how he is, how he prays through us. He makes intercession for us. And I told you that, you know, Jesus is our advocate in heaven, and the Holy Spirit is our advocate here on earth. And so Jesus told us in, I think it's John 14, that, you know, he must go, that the comforter, but he was going to send the Holy Spirit. He said he would send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would come to do several things. He's our guide, and we talked about this. We talked about all this in our times with prayer, and I'm gonna do a recap on next week of all of those things. But I want to talk about today just some of the roles of the Holy Spirit, because I told you last week You know, it's a gift. You can have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, it is a gift from God. It ain't nothing you got to be, well, I don't know how to get it, asking for it. Asking it shall be given you. Seeking ye shall find. Knocking the door shall be open. That's what the Bible says over in Matthew 7. But when I talked about it being a gift, it is a gift. God wants to give you the Holy Spirit. If you are saved and you have accepted God as your Savior, then your next step is the Holy Spirit. Now, you get the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells with you when you first are saved, because we need that. But we also, there's a second step that comes where we're getting infilled with the Holy Ghost. And we talked about that when we talked about the book of Acts, and we talked about, because Jesus said in 1 and 8, he said, "Ye shall be endued with power," Acts 1 and 8, "you shall be endued with power when you shall receive power that after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And so we know that there is another step for us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And even I read an excerpt out of Bishop's book, Holy Spirit, Follow Me, when it talks about anointing, Follow Me, when it talks about in Ephesians how Paul admonished him to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And so that was Ephesians 5 and 18, I believe that is. And so we just want to make sure that we understand that, you know, that there is that next step in our salvation walk to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And so you're going to need it. I'm telling you, you're going to need it to make it through. You're going to need it. And so, and we're talking about praying in the Spirit. We're going to get to that in a minute, but I just want to talk about a couple of things I was reading. I got all my Bible sitting up out here today. This is funny. I said, I tickled myself. I said, Lord, I feel like one of my mentors, I said, this looks like something he would be doing, Pastor Bishop Allen, and have all them Bibles sitting out. But anyway, and going through the Word of God. But I'm so grateful for the opportunity just to be teaching the Word of God. This is what the Lord told me to do. He told me to do foundational teaching, because my endeavor is to reach those that are lost and those that are newly saved and just be a blessing to them spiritually and with the Word of God. So I always pray that those that need this Word would find it. So we're going to pray, because I did not pray. I just came in talking. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are merciful, and I thank you for your grace and a new mercy we see today. God, I ask you to bless all of those under the sound of my voice. Lord, you know what each individual stands in need of. You know what each individual stands in need of that will look at this later, or will call in, or will log in, or see it online, Lord Jesus. You know. And God, we're asking you to meet every need. You said you will supply our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And, Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, oh, God. You are very present, helping the time of trouble. You are our light and our salvation. So, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for all the things that you've done in our life. We thank you for being that wall of fire around about us. We thank you for allowing your angels to camp around about us, and we are safe. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for every trial and tribulation. We thank you for every good day and every day that may not be so good. But, Lord, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to your purpose. So, Lord, we praise you and we magnify your holy name. Bless this word to go forth today, oh, God. And, Lord, bless it for those that need it will find it. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch each and every individual. We ask you always, Lord, to touch, to bless the leadership of this country. Lord, you know what we stand in need of, oh, God. But, Lord, we are coming to you in prayer, Lord, that you would do the things that you know to do as far as that. Let them know that they are but mere men, oh, God, as your word has said. And, Lord, that they will know that they need you in every decision that they have to make, that they need you, that they can't be, they're not God, but you're God. So, Lord, let them know in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So, we are, okay. I think I got that right, yeah. So we're talking about, get them straight. Okay, so now I got it. So we are talking about, I will send a prayer, special prayer, then we'll pray at the end of the broadcast. Let me write that down so I won't forget that. Pray for, okay, I got it. I sure will, Hattie. Hattie's one of my classmates. We're going to pray for them when we get ready to close out. We'll pray These are people that I went to school with. I'm so thankful for them being on the call. Thank God for each and every one of them. But I want to talk about, you know, some of the things that the Holy Spirit, one thing I talk about, thing I want to talk about is the divine revelation. Because when we think about God being the Father, God being the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we think about God being God in those three manifestations of God. Because we know that Jesus said, I and my Father are one. And so when he said he would send another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and of course the Holy Spirit will only speak of Jesus. He's not going to speak of himself. He's not going to talk about himself. But I found this in my, I got a couple of them, and I love all my little study Bibles. But anyway, this is my Scofield Bible. This is what this is. And I just want to read what it says about it. It says, God the Spirit is gloriously presented as a source of power. And this is, if we look at Romans 8 and 4, we'll see that. Let's see, I got the scripture. Let me read it, because I'm going to read them as I go. And it says in Romans 8 and 4, it says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So this says here, God the Son is revealed as the firstborn among many brothers. And then it says, I'm in the wrong place, I'm sorry. God the Spirit is gloriously presented as the source of power, life, and peace. In verse 6 it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And I'm reading in Romans 8 is where I am. And it says, as the life giver, and the indweller, this is talking about the Holy Spirit, he leads witnesses to our spirits, and he intercedes, and he is the spirit of our sonship and the first fruits of our redemption. So I just wanted to read that. I thought that was interesting about the Holy Spirit. And then I went over to my Dake's Bible because, I love all these little Bibles. But this Dake's Bible, you need some good glasses for it because it's that little writing. And so anyway, but I'm going to try to read what it said about the Holy Spirit. It said 12 blessings of the Holy Spirit. And this is in Romans 8 and 26 is the verse. So let me read it. And I'm skipping around in Romans 8 today. That's where I am. I'm in Romans 8. And so in Romans 8 and 26, and this is our main passage of scripture. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, because we're talking about praying in the Spirit, but we're just giving some clarity of the Holy Spirit and what he comes to do. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And I'll go ahead and read 27 and 28. And it says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And so that's what that says in that particular scripture. And we're going to be talking about praying in the Spirit. So we're getting to that. I was talking to Elder Timberlake, and of course she's going to be teaching on humility. She told me it's going to take her another 4 weeks. I said, oh, Jesus, help us today. But anyway, I'm going to keep running my mouth for the next 4 weeks until she is ready. And so we'll move on. But I'm not going to talk about prayer. I'm going to do a recap on next week. We're going to talk about some spiritual warfare, weapons for our spiritual warfare as we pray and do things like that. And then I'm going to do a recap of all the lessons that we have talked about so far in this series, and then that'll bring us right on into humility. So we'll do that over the next couple of weeks. Anyway, maybe the next 3 or 4 weeks, I guess is what I'm saying, because this is 5 Sundays in this month. But anyway, let's talk about the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Number one, it sets us free from sin, and that's in verse 2 of Romans. And then it cancels death's penalty, and that's in verse 2 of Romans 8. And then it fulfills the righteousness indwelleth in believers, which is Romans 9, 8, 9, and 11, and then it gives life, and then it quickens the mortal body, and then it mortifies sinful members, and then it leads the children of God, and then it adopts us into God's family. It bears witness of the sonship, so it bears witness to Christ. It helps our infirmities, and then it makes intercession for the saints. That is what the Holy Spirit comes to do. Those are some of the blessings of the Holy Spirit. And then if I look over in this Thompson chain, it talks about the Holy Spirit being an abiding guest, because he's invited into our lives and talks about him being the teacher and our remembrancer. He brings all things to our remembrance, the testify, testifies of Christ. He's our reprover. He's our guide, the voice of God, God the prophet, and the glorifier of Jesus, and the exhibitor of Jesus, and the spiritual dynamo, because he tells us we will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And then he said he's a witness to sonship, and he helps us to pray, and he's our solicitor. That's over in Revelation 22. So all of these things that the Holy Spirit comes to do, and of course, I talked about a whole lot of other stuff on last week, because if we look, the Holy Spirit is mentioned throughout the Bible. He is mentioned over in the books of in the book of Genesis. If we look at Genesis 1 and 2, and it talks about how the Spirit, let me see if I can get to it real quick, talks about how the Spirit was on the face of the deep, I think is that what the scripture says. But he's been around for a long time, and he does a whole lot for us. And so, wonderful thing about God, the wonderful thing about God, it says 1 and 2, Genesis 1 and 2 says, the earth was without form and void, the darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, was hovering over the face of the waters. And so we know that the Holy Spirit has been a part in everything. And so Jesus was in at the beginning. He was even mentioned in the beginning. So all of these things, all of the forms or the manifestations of the God were all present. And so we know that. And so, but anyway, he sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, to be our leader, to be our guide. Jesus talked about 8 things that the Holy Spirit would come to do. And so we know all of those things that we've already talked about, so I'm not going to go over those today. But I want to talk about, and I begin to talk about us praying in the Spirit. So it says in Ephesians again, 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that which cannot be uttered. And when we talked about, praying in the Spirit, we talked about that. Praise the Lord for the doctors being on the line. God bless you. And so I thank God for them. You know, them are my friends. I'm down through the, I love them. Anyway, them like my brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful for them. But anyway, we talked about that. And, of course, I told you that there's 3 places, references in the Bible where it talks about praying in the Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians 14:19 where it talks about that. And then so it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, for my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with an understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with an understanding also. Also, else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing the understanding not what thou sayest? And so this is, I liken this into, because we talked about this a little bit last week, because we talked about the difference of other tongues versus gifts of tongues, right? And we talked about that, and I talked about how when they were on the day of Pentecost, when they were speaking in other tongues, they were speaking in the languages of those that were standing around, and that's how they understood what they were saying. And then that's why we had those 3,000 souls that came to Christ that day and were baptized in Jesus' name and were filled with the Holy Spirit that day. And so, but then when I say the gift of tongues, people are speaking in a language that God has given them, a prayer language, and that's your prayer language, and you begin to speak. And so when you're in a public place, it would be just like, I'm going to liken it to this example. Say someone got up in church to pray, and they begin to pray in tongues. Well, everybody in the audience will not know what they are saying. They're just praying in tongues, but they don't know what they're saying. And so at that time, Paul said himself, I would rather speak in one word, I would rather speak in my own language than to speak in other tongues, because he wanted people to be able to understand what he's saying. The only time you can speak in a public forum like that, if you're going to speak in tongues like that, you need an interpreter, because the people around you will not understand. Now, if you are in a worship, if we're in worship, if we're in service, and the service is high, the Spirit is high, and we're in worship, and we're in worship, of course you may hear people speak in tongues, but they're not talking to you. They're talking, that's between worship, is going vertical, it's between them and God. So you may hear tongues if you're standing around, but they are not talking to you at that time. But if you get somebody and the whole room is there and they begin to speak with others, they begin to speak in tongues, to everybody. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a service. I've been in services where, you know, the spirit may have been high and then things quiet down, and then somebody gets up and they begin to speak in tongues for everybody to hear. And then they quiet down. And either God gives them the interpretation or he gives somebody else the interpretation. And at that time, that person gives up and gives an understanding, speaks a word in the language that we all understand so that everybody can have a clear understanding of what God is saying at that time. Now, if somebody gets up and speaks in tongues and ain't no interpreter, then they out of order. Because you have to have interpretation at that time. It's the gift of tongues, and we need the gift of interpretation to operate at the same time when you had those types of situations. And so that's what Paul is talking about when he talks about, he said, I thank God that I speak with tongues, and this is 1 Corinthians 14:18. He said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than ye all, but yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding that my voice, that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So those are the things we got to understand when people are up, the difference in it all, when they're praying in the spirit, when they are praying in the spirit in an open forum like that, then they do need interpretation because people may not they won't understand what is being said. But like I said, on the day of Pentecost, they were speaking in other tongues, and those tongues were tongues that the people around them, it was in their own language, because it says that they heard the gospel in their own language by these Galileans. They were talking about that these people, well, they were Jews, they were Galileans, they were not even from their hometown or from where they were. But because God wanted them to hear the gospel, he had them speak in their tongues that they would receive the word of God, come to Christ, be baptized, be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. So that's the same thing Paul is talking about here. He said, I would rather speak with understanding than to speak in other tongues when there's people around that may not understand. So that's what we need to know when we're talking about praying in the spirit. But in your own private time, praying in the spirit is you and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is praying. I think I said one time that God the Father is hearing God the Spirit pray. And so it's spirit to spirit. And so he can hear. And, of course, the Holy Spirit is going to pray the will of God. And so, therefore, you will see answered prayers because he's praying the will of God and not something else. And so those are the things you got to understand about that. Does anybody on the line have anything they want to say? No, I'm gonna keep going. Okay. So then we talked about, then the next place is when in Ephesians 6:10-8, where it talks about, that's the other reference of scripture, where it talks about praying in the spirit. And so it's 10 verses, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And so it says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. And this is from the Amplified Classic Version. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which is boundless might provide. And then it says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of heavy armed soldiers, which God supplies, that you may be able to successfully to stand up against all the strategies and all the deceits of the devil. Let's see, it's one verse I want to talk about when it talks about praying in the spirit. Let me see which one of these it is. Well, I mean, being through the whole thing. Oh, here it is, 18th verse. It says, pray at all times, on every occasion, and every season in the spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. So it talks about us praying in the spirit and really interceding for other people. So it talks about it there. And of course, Jude, and I'm going to get the King James Version for this. Let me find it. I got it in somewhere, but because I put the Amplified Classic Versions on here, but I really wanted to get to the, I must have been putting it on this paper. But anyway, let me read it anyway. It's in the Amplified Classic Version, too. I thought I'd put both King James Version and that version on there. But it says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress wise-like and edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. So we are to be praying in the Spirit because the Spirit makes intercession for us. And then, like I said, with the Spirit making intercession for us, it is our advocate here on earth, as Jesus is our advocate in heaven. So we got to remember that that's what's going on. And so then there were several things. What's my time at? Okay. Several things that I wanted to discuss about the Holy Spirit praying. And so let me get down here to my notes. I wish I could remember all these notes that I have, but anyway. So anyway, one of the eight things that I looked at and I saw that when the Holy Spirit prays, that he brings us the Spirit of the Father. And so since the Holy Spirit has the same Spirit of the Father, and since he resides in us, he will convey to us that Spirit which will help us in prayer. And so, like I said, he's praying to the Father. He's praying the will of God through us. He's pushing us in prayer. Sometimes we have a burden for someone. You get a burden for something, and you feel like, oh, I got to pray. I need to pray for somebody. Somebody just keeps coming up in your spirit. You say, I got to pray for this burden. You get a burden for it. That is the Holy Spirit pushing you and leading you to pray and to intercede on somebody else's behalf. And so we understand that that is what the Holy Spirit, one of the things the Holy Spirit comes to do. He brings a burden for prayer on us sometimes for us to pray for other people or to pray for circumstances. Like we all should have a burden to pray for this country right now because we need it. And so that should be a burden for us. We should have a burden to pray for these students because we need it. We got teachers walking off the job every day. They said that right now the teachers is the lowest, they have so many available positions for teachers because people are just walking off the job. And so we know that we need to pray more for the children, that they will come to school with a more obedient thought to do right, and then the teachers will strengthen them, that they can endure, and that they will, because, you know, they just pray out of school, but, you know, that don't mean you can't pray. Well, this is, you know, they give you an opportunity because they do. This is funny. They do. This is what they do. They get up and they do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they do the pledge to the Texas flag, and then they give a moment of silence. That is your opportunity to pray right there. That is your opportunity to go before God, because you should have already done prayed before you got in there. But that is your opportunity to pray with them students right in the room. That is the opportunity. And I would take advantage of that opportunity right there to pray when they all sitting in the room. I get in there, anoint them desks and all of that, but I pray right then and there. So that I ain't praying loud. You don't have to pray all. You do not all the scream, but you know to pray because they need prayer. When I think about it, you know, I think about when we were coming up in school. You know, we were doing some things too. But these young people are getting high. They doing all kinds of stuff, and believe me. And of course, you know, parents. They don't mean their parents know, because you know when we was doing stuff, our parents didn't know either. And so, but these are the things that are going on. They come in there. They don't want to do any work. They don't want to learn. They want to be on their phones. They want to listen to rap music. They want to listen to all these kind of things. And it is very difficult for the teachers to really sometimes be able to teach the class. And then what makes it difficult, especially when you have them classes that the people are acting up and doing all kind of crazy stuff, then it makes it hard for the children that want to learn to learn. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot they have to contend with. And when you got a group of 20-some people that come in, everybody on their phone, everybody got their earbuds in their ear, then you actually hear the rap music going on and they're cussing and fussing and they high and they doing all that. It's a lot of things. And so we got to remember that's a burden. If you don't have that burden, I just gave you some insight to be praying for that as well. So so many things we have to pray for, so many things we need to make intercession for, because there's a lot going on in this world. And if we're not praying, and if we're not doing it, then who's going to do it? It is our responsibility. I told you everybody's called to prayer. It's not a special call. Everybody is called to prayer. The Bible says men ought to always pray and not faint. Then it says that we are to pray without ceasing. So if you think you're not called to prayer, yes, you are. Everybody's called to pray. And so we're called to prayer. That's our assignment as a blood-washed believer is to pray. And so that's one of the things I believe. And so anyway, let me get back to the Spirit praying. And so then the Spirit brings us the Spirit of the Son, because we're talking about one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, three manifestations of him operating. And so here it is, the Holy Spirit is going to speak of Jesus Christ. Jesus said he'll come, but he will not talk about himself. He will talk about him. He's going to talk about that. He's going to bring everything to your remembrance that concerns Christ. And so, and I told you that there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And, of course, the Word is Jesus Christ. If we read John 1 and 1, he said, let me read it because I want to be correct when I say what it is. But anyway, I know it, but let me read it. It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And so this is what it says. Let me get it. I hope I ain't all over the place today. I feel like I kind of am, but anyway, I hope the Lord blesses everybody. Get a clear understanding about it. Let's see. Right, it says, yeah, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. So that's what I'm saying. When I remember I said that Jesus was in the beginning with God, so was the Holy Spirit. They were there together. And so they were all there operating together. And so, of course, Jesus told us over and over again that Jesus and me and my Father are one. And so that's what he told us. And so we have to realize that God is so awesome because he really set it up for us. He set it up for us. All we have to do is accept him and begin to and want to live holy, and then we can really operate. We want to walk in obedience to what God is saying. And so anyway, I wanted to read this particular verse too. This is First John 5 and 8. The other scripture I read was 1 John 5 and 7. But then it says, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And, of course, we know that the blood of Christ and the water was baptism. And then, of course, the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. And so those are the three that bear record on earth. Of course, the blood of Jesus is what cleansed us and caused us to have access to God, saved us. He redeemed us. That's what he is. Water baptism is our form of going down and is us bearing the old man, coming up with the new man. Of course, the Holy Spirit is what fills us with the Spirit. Anybody got anything they want to say on the line? Okay, not. I'm going to keep on going. So then the next thing is that he helps us to pray according to God's will. That the Holy Spirit is always interceding for us. We got to remember, he's always interceding for us according to God's will, to the end that we would be conformed to the image of his Son. Romans 8:29, and says he also prayed for us that we would pray according to his will and thus according to our real needs. And so that's what the Holy Spirit does. He helps us to pray according to the will of God. He helps us to pray. He helps us to wait patiently. Romans 8, we read that we groan within ourselves waiting for our redemption. And the Holy Spirit fills our groans with us as he makes intercession for us. This is Romans 8:23 and 26. You'll find that. And hence, in his intercession, he helps us to pray that we would wait patiently but also eagerly for our redemption accordingly, that we would spend our time now wisely. We would spend our time wisely and that we will not waste time on things that don't matter. So that's what I'm saying. We got to move on from some of these things. We keep letting things bother us and keep us held back. I told somebody this morning, I was talking to somebody as we were over waiting for church to start, but I told somebody, I said, you know, when a friend of ours died and he was 44 years old, and I told somebody that, you know, when somebody dies and they're that young, and it makes me think that, you know, I gotta get busy. This stuff that God got in me, I gotta get it out of me. I don't wanna hide no talents. I don't wanna bury no talents. I gotta do what the Lord has called me to do, and I gotta get it out. Because when the Lord does decide to call me home, I wanna go home and I wanna hear him say, well done. I don't want him to be telling me, well, you didn't do this, because, you know, I don't know if that's what he's gonna do. But what I'm saying is I want to have it all exhausted. I want to have it all done. So we got to stop moving in fear. Bishop talked about that this morning. Let's stop moving in fear. Let us. And the choir was singing a song about that. We have got to stop doing. Do what God has called you to do. Do the things that the Lord is telling you to do, that he has gifted you to do. Stop hiding them talents. They ain't doing no good in the ground bare. You saw what happened to the men that won. The one he gave one talent, one another one two, another one five. One with five increases to 10, the one with two increases to 4, and the one when buried him is buried his talent in the ground. You don't want to do that. Let it come on, Shannon, too. Stop letting people talk you out of doing stuff. Stop letting people feel make you feel like that you're not worthy. Yes, you are. God gave it to you. They didn't give it to you anyway. God is the one who gave you the gifts and the talents. Only use them to the glory of God. That's what he gave them to you for. Don't be worried about what they do. You know, people are always going to try to, you know, because they ain't secure about who they are. So they don't want you to be secure about who you are, honey. Do what the Lord has called you to do in the way that he's giving you to do it. You know, like we used to hear all the time, well, you know, they you know, because they're good at doing this. Oh, well, you just a teacher. That's what they say, like that's a downgrade. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. They said they would say it to you like that was a downgrade. Like, you know, you just a teacher. And like their evangelism was, you know, all that, their prophet, their evangelist, their pastor, they would act like all of that was so much more wonderful than being a teacher. Well, you know, don't worry about that. Do preach the gospel like you have, like the Lord has given you to preach. Like I heard Noel Johnson say, preaching is an art anyway. Develop your art. Develop your style. Develop the way that God gives you to do it. You can practice all that. That ain't nothing. Like I tell people all the time, if you can sing, honey, you can get up a hum. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, when it had fully come, and they were in one room and on one accord. Oh, you can get a tune, you can preach. So anyway, all that don't make no difference. But you do what God is telling you to do. I was getting tickled at myself right there. Do the way God is giving you to do it. Don't be worried about what you hear the rest of them do. Preaching is an art form. And so if you want to give it in a different way, then do it. I tell people all the time, if I want to really tune up, I can tune up if I want to. I can do that. That ain't nothing. And so, you know, it's the way you want to present it. It's the way God gives you to present it at that particular time. I know it's funny, I'm kidding. It's the way God gives you to present it at that particular time. And even with prayer, you know, everybody don't pray alike. You know, we had some of them good church mothers on, they could take you for, I got tickled, we were, and this is funny because I talk about this all the time when I was among some friends of mine. I talk about, well, call her, I'm Willie, but anyway, she's an evangelist. But anyway, we were in the room, and she went to praying, and I'm telling her, I said, Lord, I told her when I got back out there, and when the rest of them came, we was there for somebody's surgery. And so somebody had surgery, and we were all there. And so I told him, I said, I really went to heaven in 10 seconds. I mean, she took us to the heaven in 10 seconds. It was 10 seconds flat. That's what I told him. And we were getting tickled about that because she could really pray. And I said, Lord, I want to be like that when I grow up. I said, I want to be like that when I grow up. And she went to heaven real quick and got that prayer on up to God. And I get tickled about that. So we would always get tickled about that. You know, we were young, you know, younger then, and we would get tickled about something that the older saints would do. And so, but we wanted, that's what you want to do. You want to be able to get to heaven. I remember Mother Green used to tell us, honey, you're going to learn how to pray, then pray. So you want to pray that your prayers reach heaven. You don't want them to go up to the ceiling and come back down. You want them to get to heaven. And so you want to be able to pray. But everybody don't pray the same. Don't even worry about that. Pray your prayer. It is communication with God. We've been talking about this probably for 10 weeks probably, about prayer. And so, but now when we're talking about praying in the Spirit, let me finish talking about what the Spirit does. Because I get off on another subject, you know, about someplace else. But anyway, he burdens us. I talked about that a little earlier today. He burdens us. He burdens us. He burdens us for things to pray for people. When you feel a burden and you feel like, oh, my God, I need to pray about this, pray about it. I mean, right then, begin to pray about it. Because you don't know what you're blocking the enemy from doing because you begin to intercede for somebody or you begin to intercede for your family or even for yourself. So remember, when you feel that come upon you, begin to pray right then because the Holy Spirit is pushing you to pray for that particular situation that's coming up in your spirit. He guides us in prayer. Without the Holy Spirit, we are lost sometimes in our prayers. We don't know what to pray for. Sometimes we get on, we don't know what to pray for. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to pray, the Holy Spirit will always help us to pray. He will help. And if you don't know pray, just say, the Holy Spirit, help me to pray today. Help me to pray. And he'll begin to help you to pray. We got to rely on God. Stop relying on our own ability and rely on God. I told somebody, I was telling them about that, you know, I was at a job and I had never done this particular task before. And they were telling me I had to get 400 of these things done in a day. And I was like, well, Lord, in the world, how am I going to do this? And I said, and they kept talking about you got to get 400 done. And so I said, I went to that bathroom. I said, Lord, I went in there. I went in there and I said, Lord, I said, now, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get it done because I haven't been doing that many. But, Lord, I need you to show me how to do it. I'm telling you, I went back out there. The Lord told me what to do, and I did exactly what the Lord told me to do. And I'm telling you, I got 400 of them done. I'm telling you, I did. And they was like, oh, my God, you just got 100 more done. I said, oh, no, Lord, don't help me. I said, I went in that bathroom and prayed. You know, I told him what I did. And they said, well, he's helping you. And then I got the other 100 done before I left. I was so thankful to God. God will show you how to do anything. And I learned that. I learned that back this summer when I was over there with them kids. And they had me doing, teaching medicine and forensic science. And they had me teaching engineering and all those things. And I said, Lord, I don't know nothing about none of this stuff, but I know you're going to help me. And I'm telling you, the Lord helped me. When I went in prayer, he gave it to me, and I tell you, I had the best. I told people, I said, I had an amazing summer is what I had because I with me and them kids and them things I was teaching. The Lord blessed us, Sophia. He will do it for you. If you're on your job right now and you got things that they're giving you and you don't know how to do, just ask the Lord about it. I mean, going wherever you go, you know, I go in there and start praying and asking the Lord what to do and how to do it, and he will give you a strategy. I've always done that over the years. I remember because I'm an accountant. I started out in financial reporting in those areas. Mr. Robinson, Mr. Curl, I was talking to her. That's what I was talking today about that situation I was talking to you about just a few minutes ago. And I told them, I couldn't balance it. I couldn't get stuff balanced. And I thought, Lord have mercy. And I would pray and ask the Lord. And in the middle of the night, he'd give it to me. I said, oh, that's what I need to do. And I'll tell you, I'd go in there that next day, and I'd plug it in, and it would work out, and I'd be so thankful to the Lord about it. So whatever is a challenge for me, I have begun to petition God about it, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you in your prayer time. Let me see. I think I got two more. I said he'll guide us in prayer. Then I said he teaches us how to pray. Along with guiding us in the things he'll teach us, he will teach us how to pray. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do, and then he strengthens us in prayer. So these are some of the things that the Holy Spirit comes to do. He comes to strengthen us in prayer. He comes to teach us how to pray. He comes to guide us in our prayers. And so he burns us. Just ask, say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I need you. Help me to pray. And let him begin to pray and begin to pray in your prayer language, and the Lord will bless you. And so I just want, you know, I want people to, does anybody on the line have anything they want to say? Okay. So anyway, we're going to go on. That's all I really got today. This is a short lesson. I had all them Bibles out. I love looking at all them Bibles. Anyway, I get so excited about it. I don't know what all that, why that excites me so. But anyway, I love doing it. I love looking at and reading the Word and all that kind of stuff. But I just want to encourage you. Next week, I'll probably do a recap in prayer, a recap on it, so that we'll make sure.
Hello?
Does anybody
Hello?
Have anything they want to say? Hello? Okay, I thought somebody was talking. Okay, but we, you know, some of the things I was.
Denise, can you hear us?
Oh yeah,
can
now I can.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
Now I can. Go ahead.
Ella Dotson was pushing buttons. Hold on, just a minute.
Okay.
She can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you, Ella Dotson. Well, Pastor Dotson, now come on.
Well. Yeah, this is a beautiful message and a beautiful teaching. People don't realize, I think people get fearful when it comes to seeking out the Holy Spirit and actually making it a part of your life. They feel, I believe, that, you know, they have to change and become something, or they just don't want to make that commitment. But it's a gift from God to help you to understand what God is all about. How can you understand God if he does not show you himself? And part of receiving the Holy Ghost is God showing you who he is.
Yes.
Showing you who he is. And, you know, we've got to get closer. That's how we get intimate with him, You know, when we're endowed with the Holy Spirit, we get closer, and He gets to tell us more about Himself, showing us, you know, through prayer, how we get close to Him, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about. Don't let anyone confuse you. You know, this is the way you get closer to God, is through prayer. He said, my house, talking of the church, speaking of the church, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Men should always pray and not faint. Don't faint. You got to pray.
You got to pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I was telling you, if nothing else, the Bible tells us now, it says we would humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, turn from our wicked ways. He'll hear from heaven. He'll heal the land and forgive our sins. We really got a job to do right now, because it's, you know, things is kind of just out of control. We don't know what the White House is going to do from one day to the next. But so we got to be the ones interceding on behalf of our country and on behalf of our brothers and our sisters, our neighbors, as Bishop was talking about today, our neighbors all over this country, all over the United States. And so we got to be praying for them and praying that the Lord would begin to intervene and that the Lord would begin to move mightily. It's a scripture, and I don't know why I keep forgetting where this scripture is, but I think it's Psalms 9, and I think it's verse 16 and 17, where it talks about that the Lord, that He was, I think it's Psalms 16, that He will show them, but that they are mere men. But it's up to us to pray and to intercede, and like El Bispastor Dawson was saying, that's how we get close to God. It's communication. We can't get close to nobody we don't communicate with. If we're not communicating with them, we can't get close to them. So we got to communicate with God. And so we got to pray. Prayer is one of our spiritual weapons, actually. It's one of our spiritual weapons of our warfare. It's one of our weapons that we can use against the enemy, is to pray. And if we pray in Jesus' name, you know, we pray in Jesus' name, and if we plead the blood of Jesus, and we can bind and loose, and we can fast, and we can praise, and we can worship, and we get the word down. But prayer and intercession is one of the pillars of the weapons of our warfare. Prayer and intercession is. And so when we know that, then we know that what we have in us, it's something to use against the enemy. When things are going awry anywhere you are, pray. I mean, begin to pray. I told myself I got to pray tomorrow. I don't know what. I'm going to start another job in a temporary status, and I got to pray. That's all I know to do is to pray, and God's going to do the rest. And so we got to begin to pray through kingdom come. We have to pray. We got a lot to do as the people of God. We cannot act like we don't have a responsibility right now. It is our job. We should have a burden for this country, a burden for our neighbors, a burden for our children, a burden for our, and these are things, I care about, burden for your family members and things and people that need healing and people are going through all kinds of things, and everybody don't know God. And so when you see people that are really distraught about things, you got to begin to pray for them and encourage them that God is still God. Because what did he say this morning? That the enemy is after our faith. And I talk about this with a lot of people a lot of times, that he that's what he's after. Because sometimes for a while, I've been going through since 2015, really. And it's been a one thing after another. And so for a while, I had begun to get discouraged myself, but then I had to encourage myself to say that God is still God. God is sovereign. And whatever it is I'm going through, that God is in control, and he knows exactly where I am. And he's going to do what needs to be done. So we have to just continue to encourage ourselves with the word of God. But I'm telling you, we begin to worship when that joker comes. Well, I call the devil the joker. When he comes up against us, we got to begin to worship and begin to just begin to thank God. And just right in his face, just put worship right in his face and let him have it with worship. Let the devil have it with worship. Let him see you worship God, because you know he was a worshiper anyway. And so when he sees you worshiping God, he going to get on away from you, because he going to say, I don't believe you clapping your hands and what you going through. I don't believe you clapping your hands. And when you're trying to do what's right and when you're trying to do the will of God, yeah, he's going to come after you. I can't even imagine what some of our leaders are going through because they are teaching and preaching the word of God and they're doing. That's why we have to keep in prayer for them. We have to intercede on their behalf. We have to intercede on our leaders' behalf as they go and tell the world and take the gospel to the world. We got to be interceding from it. And even for all those that are, you know, we're always on a platform. We're always on assignment, saints. We're always on assignment if we don't know that. I talked about one time about prayer, of being ready to pray. You know, we got to be ready to pray. We'll never know what's going to happen. I talked about the young man that fell out on my job that day. And he was talking about the left side was going out. I said, and I didn't want to quote out of my mouth that I thought maybe he was having a heart attack or something. I didn't even want to say it, so I didn't say it. But then when he fell back, you know, at first I gave the alarm to call 911, but I ran right over there and I just started praying. And before they came to God, he opened his eyes, and I was so thankful for that. But we got to be on. We got to be ready to pray. And I told you about the lady that prayed for me when I was in the hospital, the nurse, or whatever our job is. We got to be ready to pray. What if that praying nurse, what if that praying nurse hadn't been there? When I told them, I'm going to see y'all on the other side, and she discerned that the enemy was trying to take me out of here. And she said, she began to pray and intercede. She said, not on my watch. Ain't nobody died on my watch. And so she began to intercede and pray. What if she hadn't been there? What if that had been somebody that didn't believe? Because we got a lot of people that are atheists. They call themselves atheists. And I got tickled when Dr. James said, she said, well, they worse than the devil because even the devil believes and trembles. And so we got, that tickled me so when she said that, but that's the truth. And so we got so many people that don't believe in God. So if those that are believers, even on our job, we got a responsibility. We got a responsibility to be ready to pray and to be prayerful and, you know, be praying when we get there. And even when them bosses are acting crazy, we still got to pray. Pray for them that the Lord would begin, because they're going through something. They got something that's going on. We got to look at it from a different perspective and not that, oh, they're picking on me, they're doing this to me. We got to start beginning to look at it from a different perspective and understand that they need prayer as well. And if we just hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battle and just pray, then and pray for them, then we'll see things begin to turn around different. Does anybody else have anything they want to say? I was looking at something.
Yeah, I do. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? I just really appreciate the work. I appreciate what you just said. You know, sometimes, like you said, when you're dealing with your bosses and things, it's really not about you. You're right. People could have things going on. We have to change the way we think and begin to intercede and pray for people. And I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, that was something I had to really start learning because you know I'm a fighter by nature. Fast. I'll be thinking I got to go to the battle, but anyway, it really ain't my battle. We got to pray that the Lord will begin to change the things in their lives because people are dealing with all kinds of stuff at home. I understood I was up fussing with two kids about them not wanting to learn and do stuff, and then the Lord dropped this in my spirit in the midst of my fussing. He said, I know some of you are going through some things at home. I know some of you guys various situations. You know, I can't sit here and say that you go home to a peaceful environment all the time, or you go home to a loving environment, or you go home to an environment that you don't have, that you now have to be an adult rather than a child. And I begin to tell them about how my father died when I was 12 and how my mother got sick, you know, sick and bedridden when I was 18 and all the things that I had to begin to endure at a young age. And so I said, you all could be dealing with stuff the same thing, too. I don't know if it's that. It might be something else or something else is going on. So we have to consider those things when we're dealing with people because we never know what the trial and tribulation is that they're undergoing and what is causing them to act out in these particular ways. We just really don't know. And so as the people of God and as the elect of God, we have to begin to discern and to say, well, you know what, I'm not going to take it that way from them. And I know that's easier said than done, saints. I know that is easier said than done because sometimes you want to rise up and maybe pop them. But anyway, you know, because they be doing too much like that. But anyway, we got to remember that, first of all, we the people of God, and we got to begin to intercede for them. And we will probably begin to see change take place. Even on our jobs and in the people that we are dealing with, we'll begin to see a change take place. Because, you know, when people have been through some horrific things in their life, we don't know what in the world is fueling that evilness. We don't know. And so we got to begin to pray that the Lord will begin to do that. But the one thing I do want to do right now is I want to open up an extended invitation to those that may not know the Lord, that may not know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, and that you want to give, because maybe you didn't get the opportunity, maybe you didn't go to church this morning, or maybe you didn't go down when they called, but here's another opportunity for you to give your life to Christ and find you a good Bible-believing teaching church that you can go to. And I'm going to ask the other doctor to pray over you all and even extend the invitation, because, you know, God, when Jesus went to the cross, God deemed us not guilty after we had, and we should be guilty, but we're not guilty. I think they had somebody that they executed here in Texas just on this past week, and what if he could have got a not guilty plea and they stayed and they kept from giving him that injection. But God kept us from getting an injection, the lethal injection, because of Jesus Christ. Elder Doctor, will you pray over, Pastor Doctor, will you pray for the extend the invitation for Christ?
Yes, I sure will. I extend this invitation to those that would like to start their relationship with Christ. And this, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord, I understand that you came to this world and died for my sins. You died on the cross, but you rose again that I might have life. I understand that. And I ask that you would now come into my heart. Stay with me and teach me your ways, that I want sin, that I will seek your face. And, oh God, I'll give you the praise. The glory shall be thine in the name of Jesus. If you pray this prayer with me, you are saved. And we pray that you get to a Bible-believing church where they will teach you how to get closer to God and how to receive this Holy Spirit, this gift of God that will teach you all things and bring you into the truth. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Sister Dotson, we thank each and every one of you for joining us today. But, Sister Dotson, will you pray us out, and will you include in your prayer Tammy Hill and Arlene Hill?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you because you love us and you have set your affections on us. Dear God, I pray that the word that we heard today, we will hide it in our hearts, dear God, that we might not sin against you. Dear God, I pray for Arlene Hill, and I believe she said Tamara Hill. And we
Tammy
also
Hill.
Pray Tammy Hill, and we're praying for Wanda Phelps. I pray that you move by your spirit. I pray that you help each and every one of those ladies. I pray that you be with them, be a fence around them. Make a way, dear God. Let them understand who you are. Let them see your mighty hand in their lives, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, as we leave from this fellowship on this broadcast, dear God, I pray that your presence will be with us and keep us throughout the week. I pray for Evangelist Bryson and all those that are connected with her. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity, and I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I thank Elder Pastor Dotson and Minister Dotson. I thank you all for being a part today. I'm always so excited when they come on. I just feel like I said, Lord, I got me some help today. And so I'm so excited all the time when they come. But anyway, I thank all for all of you all that joined us on Facebook Live, all of the all of you all, I'm so that joined us. We'll be back here on next week on the Protestant Souls broadcast, but God bless each and every one of you that logged in, called in, those that listen will listen to the broadcast later, those that joined us here on Facebook Live. We thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you and keep you through this week. Be safe and be warm. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we plead the blood
Amen.
Over your life. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Goodbye.
God bless.
Goodbye.
Thank you all on Facebook. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you, Elder Skeets, Elder Pitts, and all of you all, and all of my good classmates that I see on here. I'm so thankful for each and one of you as well. So God bless and keep each and every one of you is my prayer. Yeah, man.